We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
All right, the morning mess. We are, it's a podcast. Hi, it's Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
Hello, it's Carla.
So we are individually at our own homes for the After Mess podcast. It's kind of the first, well, it's the second or third or fourth time we're trying it. So hopefully this is successful if you're tuning on in. The topic for this podcast, this episode, is appropriate because it's getting you to your happy place. Let's get you to the... Everyone take a deep breath. Think about your happy place.
The After Mess.
The first thing that comes to mind, and my apologies if you hear my 5-year-old and 3-year-old in the background, I'm literally in the closet next to my room. My happy place is my kids, and I've introduced them to Harry Potter. So they're in my... They're on my bed watching Harry Potter, part uno.
Yes.
And I'm hoping they get into it. Because how many episodes or how many movies is Harry Potter?
God, like 8?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they split the so there's technically 7 books. So there's 7 like stories, but they split the last one into 2 movies.
Oh, I'm hella excited because I think I've only seen like 5.
Are you serious? Oh, it gets so... Oh, the ending is so sad. Oh, my God. Aww.
I remember watching the last one because that was a big deal. I probably missed the one before that and maybe 2 before that. But my favorite is the one with the snake, the slithering one in the bathroom with the little ghost girl.
Ooh, yeah.
I love that one.
Chamber of Secrets.
Chamber of Secrets. Yeah. That is, what's that? That part 2 or 3?
I think that's 2.
Yeah.
I think so.
I think so because they're still really young in that one.
Really young. I love it. So I don't hear them. So I'm hoping that they're just loving it and they're in my bed and they're really into it because that's my happy place. My kids, because everything going on in the world and just not even going on in the world. Let's just not go around in the world. We're just frustrated with things like we have to do a podcast from our individual homes and we like doing it in the studio. We're all together and we get to joke around. And so this is not by choice. But we're trying it, and we've tried it about 6 different times. We've had technical difficulties, so we're getting to our happy place.
Yeah.
How you holding up, Anish?
Oh my God, this shit is so fucking ridiculous. Like I don't. I'm glad it works because we did some weird things that like I don't know. In my techie brain, it makes no sense why it works, but it's like, all right, fuck it, I don't care. Sure, I was at the station for a while, seeing all of the between our boss Decipha and our engineering team, like putting together this board so that we can figure out how to do the show. So like, it's just I have a lot of things in my mind right now. So like this. Was getting on my last fucking nerve.
I could see it. I know when Anish is at his breaking point.
Oh my God. So that's why, like, when I got home and it was like, okay, well, I know that, like, you guys have everything that's going on, like, in our day to day lives, you still have to do it. You know, I know, Joe, you've got, like, plans for later on, but I was like, y'all, I need, like, 30 minutes to fucking eat a goddamn taco. Eating is one of my happy places, but also my Nintendo Switch,
which was formerly autographed by Logic,
and now it's no longer there. Oh snap, what am I playing?
Wait, so that's your happy place, right? Video games.
Oh yeah. And like, I'll be honest with you, like in the in the past like year or so, I hadn't been doing such a good job of it. Like I've been really caught up in work and trying to do a whole bunch of other things. But I know that over like the past, like maybe like 6 months, I don't know if I've said this like out loud, but like I kind of let go of like a lot of different like side things that I was doing or like in the process of doing. And I was just like, let me come back to my center and let me get to my happy place. Cause I think that's hella important, whether it's a Harry Potter movie or if it's video games, honey. Shit.
Shit. Is your happy place sex?
No! How would you think that?
You're such a bitch! Oh my god! You're such a bitch!
Nah. My happy place? Let's see. It's gonna be weird because it depends what mood I'm in. Because there are times when like I think I hadn't been going out for a while. This was a little bit after I won Miss Arizona Latina, and I kind of stopped going out and started keeping more low key. And I went out with one of my roommates and one of her friends, and we went to Bottle Blonde. And as I was sitting at this table with these like random people I didn't know, they were like buying us bottles or whatever. And I looked up and the music was banging. I don't even remember what song it was, but everyone was dancing and smiling. And I was just a little bit buzzed. And I was like, you know what?
Just a little bit.
I was like, this right here at the moment was my happy place. I was like, I'm having fun. I'm letting loose. That was my happy place at the moment. But then I have times like last night where I was with my boyfriend and we were just laying down watching Invisible Man. I think I mentioned that earlier to you guys. And we were just all cuddled up and cute. And I was like, aw, this is also my happy place. So you just need different places for different stages in your life. Because I'm sure that because like for you, Joey, you say your kids are your happy place. But I'm also sure that there are times where you're in your car by yourself. And I don't know, some jam that you hella liked when you were like 18 plays. And you're like, fuck.
Yes. Like,
this is it, you know?
Yeah. No, that's great, Carla. I think it's your mood. Like I know in 2 or 3 weeks, I'm gonna will it out there. 3 weeks to a month, my happy place will be by myself. I'm such an extrovert. I cannot fucking wait to take my LA trip when LA settles the fuck down. But I can't wait to, maybe it doesn't have to be an LA thing, but I can't wait to just have some me time.
Ooh, right. Yeah, because you are in the house with like a bunch of people. We were talking about that on the show earlier today about how you just need a moment to just be able to just be like, I just would like to not for maybe like, what, 30 minutes or something. And I'm on the opposite end where I'm like, I would like some kind of interaction, please.
Like, it's a constant thing. It's a constant, like even when I leave work, I can... It's a mode that I'm in at all times with everything going on. I'm always on dad and husband mode. Me and my wife have been going at each other during this shit. And I go to Target because I got to pick up a, you know, those step stools for the kids so they can wash their own hands.
Yeah.
We're in a new house. So the things are a little too high for them. So every time they got to wash their hands, and we're trying to preach them, wash your hands. Mm-hmm. We always have to pick them up. So I was like, I'm going to buy a step stool. So I went to Target, got a step stool, but you're a fucking Target. And the Target was fucking empty. There was no one fucking at Target. It was crazy. Nope. There was like 10 people walking around. And I was one of them like, yo, this is wild. So anyways, I get the step stool and then I'm walking around and I was like, I'm not even talking to Amber right now, my wife. And I see those fucking, the White Claws that she wanted, the new ones.
Oh, yeah.
I fucking can't help myself. So I bought her the fucking variety pack of the new watermelon tender. I was like, I'm not even talking. I'm buying her this shit. And then I see something for JoJo. Right? So I realized when I'm checking out, like, I'm still doing it. I'm still making sure. And I didn't get shit for myself. I'm like, I'm going to get me something. I was like, I didn't get shit for myself. I think I got a new hand towel that I could use. But it's a constant thing. And I'm such a believer now of being on the morning mess and a niche opening my eyes to self-care. And then I think it was through interviews and stuff. I never was like that. Like understand how important that was. And I think Charlamagne said it best on The Breakfast Club, a fellow radio fam who said he doesn't understand how people have an annual physical check. Everyone should have a mental check once a year too.
Yes.
Realty.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. you have to do that. I mean, like, you have to take care of yourself, and it's so easy to forget about, like, the mental part because you can't physically see it. Like, you know what I mean? You can tell if you're out of shape. Like, I can tell if I've gained weight. I can tell if I'm, like, short of breath or whatever. But, like, I don't know. At least I'll speak for myself. Like, it's really hard for me to be like, well, bitch, I was way happier last week. Wait a minute. What the hell? Like, I can't see it.
And that's super interesting that you say that, because I actually feel like I can see it in myself when I'm not as a chipper as normal. I feel more tired. I feel more irritable. I can see, I don't glow when I look at myself in the mirror. But what if that also has to do with the fact that I'm an extrovert? Mm. So I literally exude my feelings. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those firm believers that it's like, if you look good, you feel good.
Yeah.
If I look distressed, it is because I am.
Right.
So I normally can see it in myself, but do I do anything about it? No.
That's right there, motherfucking Joey Jr. I'm exactly that. I can't hide my feelings. I wear my feelings. If I'm in a mood, y'all know I'm just in a mood. I'm going through shit. I try to hide it, but usually I'll tell you guys, I put it on the air on the show. I don't really keep shit to myself, but if I'm in a good mood, I actually, when we were walking out of Niche, I told you yesterday.
Yeah.
I just wasn't feeling it. Mm-hmm. I was in a funk. It was nothing in particular, or maybe it was everything, but it got to me and I was like, I got to snap the fuck out of this. I got to get out of this because of the fact, again, I'm a giver and I want to give the audience my best. So if all these people are waking up and they need to escape all this fucking news and what's going on in the world, I come down on myself. I'm like, man, I didn't give it my all today. I need to do better. I got to get right. I got to fucking get right.
Yeah, we were talking. I know we was actually when we were at Diego Pops when we had that conversation. We both went to go get some takeout. But yeah, I think that's interesting.
Oh, put that on. You guys went to Diego Pops without me?
First of all, I ordered my food on my own. And then I guess Joey did the same. And then I happened to get there and he was there. And I was like, wow, this is crazy.
Okay. You know what? That's fine. You guys go ahead. You do that. You put your little margaritas. Talk about it on air. Leave me the hell out.
I have a margarita in my freezer just for you.
Frozen margarita. Hello.
It for you.
Whatever.
I saved it for you. But if you don't want it, I can drink it.
I mean, I'm just going to tell my boyfriend right now and be like, we need to go to Diego Pops. And honestly, then I'm going to talk about it.
Or you can pop your Diego. Hello.
Oh my God.
Girl.
But like, I think that's really interesting about you two, like, at least like to put it out there. Like, I don't think I can hide if I have like an emotion or whatever, but I have such a hard time being able to like talk about my feelings when I'm in the moment of feeling it. Like, I have to feel it. And then like, if I've processed it, then I can like talk about it afterwards. But I get very, uncomfortable if I'm in the moment and like, I'm like, I'm really angry. Like, I need to breathe. And then like, I don't know. I need to take a moment before I can talk about it. I can't just like go right off the bat and be like, I'm upset with you right now. Or like, I'm really sad. Or like, I'm having a bad day. Like, I have to take a second just to be like, am I having a bad day? Is this a bad day? Why is it a bad day? Before I talk about it out loud. I have no idea why, but I
How
feel
different
like
are we, Anish? Like, I'm learning to confront issues right then and there, because in investors it can build.
It can. Well, and that's the thing, is like, I have to find balance in that, because I know when I was younger, I was the total opposite. And I think I hated the person that I was, because I was the person that was like popping off at everybody. And I've talked about this. Yeah, I talked about this on a few podcasts before, where like, I felt like the people that I was around would really try to take advantage of that. And they would come to me and tell me if somebody was being mean to them, that I would be the one to step up. It was just very weird. And I didn't like that about myself. So, like, I'm still navigating through that, because I know I can be very explosive very quickly. And that's very scary for me.
And it's so interesting, because I've never seen that side of you.
I've never seen that either.
I don't want you to. I really don't want you to.
It's the same with Joey. I know Joey says he's not like the same way that he used to be a few years back, or even, God, maybe years and a few months back, where he was a little more vocal, I guess, too. So it's kind of nice to see how people progress in that way. I don't know if I'm super explosive or not. I guess you guys would be able to tell me that, but
no, you're non-confrontational. You don't like confrontation. I think, but I don't know if that works for you. I'm all about whatever works for the person. So me, yeah. I let it fester. I'd be so pissed off. So when it bubbled over, I was coming at you like a fucking bull. Like I didn't care, but I've been learning this past year and some change, year and a half. When I have a problem, I mean, we all know this week, I'll tackle it this then and there. And I personally, again, self-care, I feel better. I feel better because at that point it's about me. I'm like, it's not going to help the other person if this bothers me and this bothers me and this bothers me. So if I have an issue with my wife and I'm like, listen, I just don't think that I just want to talk this out. Then it's a conversation where if it's 3, 4, 5 times, then it just off top. Yo, what the fuck? You know what I mean? And I'm not trying to start off with conversations. Yeah, yo, what the fuck?
Oh, you know what's the worst? When the person starts with, you always, and da, 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 because then the other person automatically goes, oh, so now you're keeping tabs on me. You're keeping track of all the times that piss you off, but you have a mental list. And then you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And you realize yourself, it's not that I have a mental list. It's that I didn't tell you that this was bothering me to begin with. So now it's just like a spiraling out of control. And it looks like you're holding it against them, like for a fight, when you're not.
Yeah, it really does. Ugh. Yeah, and I find all of that to be very uncomfortable for me. Like, I think it's everybody is their own thing. Like, I'm just like, well, I would like to just go play some video games right now.
That's your happy place.
Yeah. It's really like, I want to go play some video games. Another one for me is like, we could joke about it or whatever, but like, I will have a Beyonce concert in my apartment and I fully don't care.
I believe that.
I fully don't care. I will put on my AirPods or whatever headphones are around and I'll be like, I should probably warn my neighbors, but I think by now they know. I think so.
Your Beyonce music is the music that I sing out loud. I have my little concerts in my car, is the music that my mom used to put on when she was cleaning the house, like on a Saturday or Sunday.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So she would bump all these 80s music. So I go back to 80s music and it reminds me of my childhood when everything was a lot simpler. And I'll sing to the top of like, damn, this is my mama's song. I'll do concerts in my car like that with some 80s music.
I feel like that's one of the things that I love the most about music is that we talk about what our happy place is, and music can bring you to your happy place no matter where you are.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it could take you out of it too, because let me tell you, I'm the queen of listening to songs that make me feel like shit to feel more like shit. I don't know why I do it to myself. Y'all are talking about Beyonce and 80s. No, I will listen to sad music to make myself sadder and cry more. I remember I was going through a really, really bad breakup. This was maybe 2017. And this was probably the worst breakup I'd ever had in my entire life, where I obviously don't have feelings for this person anymore. But if I think back to how I was mentally back then, I could probably start crying. But during those times, I would play banda music. Banda is regional Mexican.
Uh-huh.
But like the about heartbreak and stuff. And I would sing and I would cry. And I'm so dramatic. I'd look at myself in the mirror and watch myself cry more.
Girl,
that reminds me of teenage, but I remember the teenage girls used to do that. I never understood that, even from a teenager growing up. Like,
that's me. And you know what? It's important to like listen to it too, because one day Gia Bella, your daughter, yeah. Joey, is gonna be crying in her, hopefully not, but she's gonna be crying in her bedroom, yeah. And you're gonna walk in and be like, what the fuck are you doing? Change the song. Just change the song.
I already know what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna sit there and just start crying with her.
Oh my god. I believe every bit of that, just by the way.
I'm a poke my head out right now to see if my kids are still in the room. We'll find out if they like Harry Potter or they think dad's a fucking idiot and this is the worst movie ever. Hold on, let me check.
I'm going to bet they love it.
Yeah, because there's a lot of magic and stuff. And ooh, while he's gone, let's you and I brainstorm what houses Cruz and Gia are in, and we'll see if he guesses. Well, I don't know if he knows the houses yet, but.
I feel
like Giabella Slytherin.
100%.
All right. What do you guys say? Cruz there by himself, Cruz and Gia, just Gia or nobody?
Oh, damn. I'm going to say they're both there.
Carla?
Just Cruz.
None of them are watching Harry Potter.
Oh, my God.
Fuck. I was so hoping quarantine. When you say 7-8 episodes? Oh, that would have been like 2 days.
And that is like the Harry Potter movies were long. Like
they, I know that's what I'm saying. That's like 3 hours long. That would have got us. They didn't like it. I guess. Fuck. All right.
Well,
whatever.
I'm gonna watch. Well, maybe just try it again. You know, maybe they'll forget that this was happening, and then they'll. Kids. Yeah. The fucking kids just be like, whatever. You've never seen this before, and then just play it.
There's so many bad cartoons out, man, that I just can't. It's like the little 2 or 3 year old cartoons they target, and it's just ridiculously boring and stupid. So I was hoping they would like Harry Potter.
Something more complex for the brain. Something that entertains you too. Ooh, okay. What are your thoughts on this? You know how they have like cartoons like Family Guy and South Park and stuff like that? Uh-huh. But you know how it's adults, like it's for adults?
Yeah.
How do you feel about parents letting their kids watch that?
No.
No.
No?
Teenagers, all right. Like if JoJo watches it, it's all
right. Okay.
But little kids, like I do know people that the kids are like 8, 9, and 10. I'm like, are you fucking crazy?
Yeah. Like I almost feel worse if they're that age than I do like if they're Cruz and Gia's age, because then maybe they're not like fully getting it. But like that, yeah. 8, 9, 10 years old where it's like, no, they understand enough but don't understand that this is all a lot of adult stuff. And also I'm gonna be hella real, like I don't watch Family Guy, I don't watch, I that's not my thing. Like I can't do South Park, I can't do all those
I can't, like, do South Park either.
Like it's not bad, I get it, they're iconic shows, but like I personally I can't.
I did them all, bro. I did all, yeah, these fucking shows. I totally get them. I did the Beavis and Butthead, the South Park, the Family Guy. I can't really watch them anymore. When they came out I watched like, yo, that's, but I always was like, yo, that's some creative fucking writing. That's fucking hilarious. Wow, these guys are not politically correct. And I like that. I like that comedy.
Yeah, it's not even, I don't know. I watched Ren and Stimpy when I was a kid, and I watched some of Beavis and Butthead. But no, I mean, I play fucking Nintendo games. Like, I'm a child at heart. Like, I think right. That's almost like too far in that direction for me to handle. Like, shit, give me SpongeBob SquarePants. Now I can get down with SpongeBob SquarePants. That has... Really? Yes.
Did I ever tell you guys the story about when I got slapped for saying I didn't like SpongeBob SquarePants?
What?
Fuck. Okay, let me tell you guys this crazy ass story. So the bitch that slapped me, her name is Victoria.
Oh my God.
And I was in a dance recital my senior year, and we were about to go out for our finale. So the finale is where all of the dancers go out on stage and we take bows and shit. And there was over 100 of us. And I remember somebody was talking about SpongeBob, and I was like, oh, I never really watched SpongeBob. I guess I don't like it. And this girl turns around and she was like 6 feet tall. Okay. So she's a big girl. And she was like, did you just say that you don't like SpongeBob? And I was like, I guess. And she just whipped her hand back and she slapped me. Not like a baby slap.
What? Yeah,
she bitch slapped me. And I was actually so taken back that this even happened. It's one of those things where you're like, what the fuck? Like, that didn't just happen. Like, was that that didn't happen. I couldn't even. In fact, I didn't even feel that it hurt until after, because I physically couldn't believe she just slapped me. So, fast forward like 5 minutes and it finally sinks in, like, this fucking tall ass bitch just slapped me. And so I'm crying. But now I have to go out for the finale in front of an audience. And this is so embarrassing. So I'm trying to keep it together. And then finally, like afterwards, I told a bunch of girls, I was like, yo, I'm not really sure what happened, but Victoria just fucking slapped me. So then she had to apologize. And how dumb did she feel? And she was like, I'm sorry I slapped you for not liking SpongeBob SquarePants. Like, how? We are 17 years old. You better fucking be sorry. You better fucking be sorry.
Oh, my God.
Like,
I would have squared up. Oh, man. You would have had a grand finale. You would have had a grand finale.
What?
Wow. Did her uncle or dad create SpongeBob? The only reason I can think of is like somehow food was got put on the table because of SpongeBob for her.
I don't know what triggered her. Maybe when she was little, she wasn't allowed to watch it. And as an older adult, but it was a weird ass situation. Mm-hmm.
How old were you?
17. I was a senior in high school.
Oh, my. Fuck that. Fight happening at 17. What?
That is so weird. Ew. Like, I joke. Well, it's not a joke. Like, I love Beyonce. And, like, I'll joke about if somebody says something you'd have to like say it to my face, but I would never fucking ever.
Carly, you little pussy. You should have socked her.
No, she was big, bro.
You should have socked her right in her vagina then.
What? Ew. Oh my God. Don't do that. Please don't do that.
And it's super weird because we were like friends. I thought we were friends. And then she fucking slapped me.
What? Like, what the fuck are you talking about, girl?
You had the shittiest friends ever. What the hell?
That is. I hope you weren't friends with her after that.
Nah, she got kind of weird on me afterwards because she had to apologize.
After, I think that's where it started, girl.
Yeah, she's gonna be my maid of honor.
Wonder where she is now. She's a redhead too, fiery ass bitch. I should have known.
Fire crotch.
Ew.
Gonna stalk her right in her fire crotch. What?
God, you guys are so ridiculous. That is literally too much for me to handle. I don't even know.
Hilarious.
What do you even say to that? Like, the only time I almost ever got into a fight is like when I was a kid and we were all, my mom had me and my sister in like a bunch of different extra things, like with other Indian people. And there was like an Indian dance community. Like, did you guys ever do that stuff too? Like, we would perform on stage to like Indian music because I have no idea why to this day.
Yeah, I did a ballet folklorico for like 8 years, so I get you.
Okay, so we were doing that, and so it was split up between like the boys and the girls, and we were all supposed to do some dance number together, and the way that the song was set up is that the girls were supposed to start doing like an introduction dance piece, then the guys were supposed to step in, and like all tea all shade, but like my sister and I were like the best dancers that were on like the group, so I had a bit of an attitude, and there was this one girl, like she was the tallest girl, she was lanky as hell, and I remember saying, I was just like, that girl cannot dance for the life of her, and I just said it out loud, not thinking that I should keep that thought to myself or whatever. Little did I know that the only guy that was bigger than me happened to be her big brother.
Oh,
he turned right around and he was like, what did you say? And he didn't say, what did you say about my sister? So I was just like, do you see that girl? Like, she can't move for the life. I said some dumb shit. I was just like, this girl cannot move. I don't know why she's on this dance. Like, she's on this dance group. That man shoved me and was just like, what the fuck did you say about my little sister? And that's when I just saw my entire life flash before my eyes. Like, wait a minute. I didn't mean to say it. I'm sorry. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't even know. And we're in someone's house, like in their living room, and nobody's doing a damn thing about the fact that this guy is about to beat my little gay ass up. And so I don't know.
Wait, how did he know you were gay?
I mean, how old was I then? Like, what was I, like 6 or 7 years old? So I don't know if we knew what that meant.
Okay, yeah, okay. Fair.
You know, but like I was just like, wait a minute, what? Oh my God, fuck, that's your little sister.
That's when Anish came out the closet. Wait, don't hit me, I'm gay.
I'm gay.
Yeah, right? Don't hate crime me, bitch. I'm gonna sue your ass. Oh my God, I don't remember how I got. I think that I made people laugh and that's how I got out of it. But damn, yeah, that was like the only time I ever got close to any kind of like physical altercation.
Yeah, that's how I got out. I was always little Joey. I was always the little guy. I had to have a fast mouth, man. I got out of so many ass beatings by just being funny and witty because, man, I got picked on so much fucking elementary, junior high. By the time I was high school, I got kind of cool. But junior high and elementary, that was practice.
I bet that helped because on the flip side, I had like the quickest growth spurt and I gained weight before anybody else did. So everybody was just like, oh, he's big. Like, they would never assume anything else about me other than that's big Nishi. We won't talk anything about it. So nobody
Nishi.
Big Nishi. So nobody would ever really make fun of me. And if they tried to, I would always kind of beat them to the punch.
I remember I was in sixth grade. I got beat up by a fourth grader. That was yeah. He had me on the ground. And he was like, he had the back of my head and he was banging my head on the concrete. Oh, he
beat my God.
Yeah, I was little, bro. I was so small.
And you know what's crazy right now that you just said beating your head on the concrete? So I used to always think about, because I've never been in a fight, so I used to always think about what I would actually do if I got into a fight. And I think that's the first thing I'd do. I would want to bang a person's head into the concrete because if I'm fighting you, like,
Why your head go? Your mind goes there.
Yeah, if I'm fighting you, like I'm going all in. I don't care. I'll guide your freaking eyes out. Like you shouldn't have come at me, bitch. What you went now. Like
what? What are you talking about?
She wants to get a redheaded bitch. She's like, how dare you?
We're talking about pent up aggression. You don't talk about your feelings, girl. You better tell this girl how you feel.
Yeah.
Maria, I just need to set the fucking record straight. The reason I didn't watch SpongeBob, bitch, was because we didn't have cable. So I didn't have Nickelodeon. So if you want to come at me and slap me for being less fortunate at a time, fuck you.
And fuck Squidward.
Oh.
That's funny. Wow.
And that's
Carla's happy place. I eat bitches up for never. That sounded weird. All right, listen, man, we gotta go.
Yeah, we do.
Thank you so much for tuning on into the podcast, the After Mess, the Morning Mess. We'll see you back on your radio 5 to 10. Let's do it again, y'all.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.